John Newman and cheating. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM. In a way, it kind of is cheating.
Dave's world. Dave's world. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Well, cheating's probably a bit harsh, but using your considerable intellect to beat the lottery, or at least get a return from the lottery. Some MIT students figured out that if they bought $600,000 worth of a particular Massachusetts state lottery tickets, that they could get a 10 to 15% return per annum. And they raised the money, and in 5 years, they earned $8 million. So by buying enough lottery tickets, they use statistics that we will guarantee ourselves at least a 10 to 15% return on our money. So they did, and they just kept reinvesting it and made $8 million profit in 5 years.
That's incredible. Yeah. But obviously it's a considerable outlay, 600,000. Yeah. I mean, if you think the lotto with the plus is a fiver to do each week.
Yeah, exactly. You know. You're going to be standing at that queue for a lot. So people are going, sorry, can I get my bananas? Hang on. I'm on ticket number 47. I've got another 18 million to go by the time I spend my $600,000. I love this, Dermot. A guy called Anthony Curcio put an ad out on Craigslist in the States. He wanted 15 to 20 people dressed as workers. So hard hats, like high-vis vests or whatever, hammers and things in their belt, whatever, black jeans and a black t-shirt, whatever. And he said, everyone meet in the car park of this bank at this time. And crazy people just kind of go, oh, it's a bit of crack, probably making a YouTube video or something, I'll go down, whatever. Mm. So 20 lads came down, all hovering around the bank, looked like workers. He wore the same stuff, like hid amongst them, wandered off, because nobody was suspecting anything because there was this many workers all obviously working for the same company. He wandered off, went around the back, pepper sprayed the driver of a van, like a bank money van, and drove off with $400,000, and nobody said anything to him. Because he was just with the lads doing the work. So that's how you rob a bank. Just get loads of lads dressed the same way. You know the I have a dream speech from Martin Luther King?
Yep.
You can't listen to that unless you buy it. EMI owns the rights to it, and it's not free anywhere. So you have to actually pay money to hear the speech in its entirety. Now you might be able to get the I have a dream that one day little black girls and little white boys will want, like that little section that we all know, but the entire Martin Luther King speech is not anywhere unless you pay for it.
Do they own lots of other speeches?
I don't know. I would imagine they do, yeah. It's owned and licensed by EMI Publishing. Probably worth quite a bit of money to them. Do you remember the time George Bush Sr. ralphed and vomited in Japan? Do you remember he was on a state visit and he got really sick, whatever, and he just kind of leaned over and then fainted and he got sick, whatever? That became a word in Japanese. It's called bushusuru, which means to do the bush thing. So if you like are
throw up in
feeling
public
rope and then faint, people go, oh, bushusuru. He actually did that. And I think you'd like this, Dermot. You'd like your room to be a room in your home to be full of leather-bound books. There's a company called...
Would I?
I think you would. You've got to carry a leather satchel. You appreciate craftsmanship. I can imagine you'd enjoy a library full of those types of books. Anyway.
Like Anchorman.
Yeah. There's a company called Creative Home Engineering. They specialize in making hidden rooms in your house. So like a panic room or a room where you keep your valuables. And one to get into them, there's always a little trick. But one of them requires a certain series of moves on a chessboard to happen before the door will,
which is really handy if you're running from someone with a giant machete and you're like knocking over chess pieces. So which one is it? I can't remember. Just next time, I just put in a door.
Rook to knight 2. No, it's the wrong one. Here's Noel Gallagher. It's Holy Mountain on Today FM. Drop a text in 087 4100 102.